Good afternoon. This is phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Sidney McFadden, ABC number 044121. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, Mr. David Neal, and Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones, and I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. McFadden is 55 years old, currently serving two concurrent 9-year prison sentences for aggravated DUI, a class 4 felony with 2 prior felony convictions. He was found guilty by jury trial and was sentenced on August 15, 2014. He appealed his conviction, which was upheld on May 3, 2016. This was his third DUI, and he had prior felony convictions for burglary, theft, robbery, and out-of-state weapons offenses. He's asking for a 3-year reduction in his prison sentence. He has a community supervision begin date of January 10, 2022. If this reduction is granted, his new projected community service begin date would be June 16, 2019. The purpose of Mr. McFadden's request for commutation is based on his assertion that his sentence was excessive and that he's been a model prisoner. He has no letters of support in his request for commutation packet. At the time of his request, he claimed no history of discipline in the Arizona Department of Corrections for this particular prison term, which is to say that he had a significant history of discipline during past periods of incarceration. But on April 23, 2018, he received a major ticket for promoting prison contraband. Regarding the question of whether Mr. McFadden's sentence was excessive, aggravated DUI carries a presumptive sentence of 9 years, a minimum sentence of 6 years, and a maximum sentence of 15 years. He was given the presumptive sentence. Considering his prior criminal history to include unrelated felony convictions and previous DUIs, I do not find his sentence excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Sidney McFadden, ADC number 044121. My recommendation is not to pass Mr. McFadden to phase two.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. And this concludes our hearing. I want to thank my fellow board members.